Alexander, Alexander Lundia, Lundia, 62048. This is 76-year-old gentleman from Houston, has done different types of work in the past, has a history of diabetes, hypertension. He sustained a stroke a few years ago. In the past 3 months, he's lost weight. It's become much more difficult for him to move around. He has difficulty with ambulation, right-sided weakness, takes him forever to eat. He's having a constant aspiration when he's eating. I suspect the family suspects he's had another stroke. It's very difficult for him to get to the doctor's office or to get out of the house. For this reason, he's been looked at for a palliative care at home, period. He has terrible teeth. He's losing weight. He has ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence. All this is new in the past 6 months, period. Surgery. He can't recall if he has had any surgery, but not recently. Medications. See list. Social. Used to smoke and drink heavily, but he doesn't need to do either one, of course. Review of system, right-sided weakness, dysarthric speech, difficulty with walking, muscle wasting, weakness, right-sided weakness, especially symptoms of aspiration, decreased appetite, weight loss, protein, calorie malnutrition, vaccines, both flu and COVID immunizations up to date. Family history: mom died at age 73 with cancer. He doesn't know what happened to his father. Allergy, none. Mr. Lundia is alert, awake, and no distress. Blood pressure 160 over 90. Pulse is 92. Respiration is 18 and febrile. O2 sat 91% on room air. Heart positive, home positive is 2. Lungs free, bronchi, abdomen soft. Neck shows AVD. Skin shows no rash. There is mild right-sided weakness noted with this arthritic speech. Number 1, difficulty swallowing. Number 2, right-sided weakness. Number 3, these symptoms have appeared to have much worse than in the past month. Next number, associated with weight loss, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, period. Patient is no longer able to get to the doctor's office and would like to be cared for at home, period. He has terrible teeth. He's not eating, both for about because of his teeth and because of his aspiration syndrome, which has definitely increased, period. In the paragraph, he's also shown evidence of agitation, increased agitation, and sundowner syndrome, and requires medication on a regular basis. Patient meets the criteria for chronic and palliative care at home, and most likely has less than 6 months to live given the natural progression of his disease. Thank you.